I'm 30 now, so I'll call this meeting to order on Thursday, January 28th at 1:30. I've been told we have a quorum. So we'll move on to minutes. Motion to approve the December 17th, 2020 minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
Sheriff Rittman, second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Okay. Moving on to staff reports. The financial progress report, Curtis.
All right.
Attachment 3A.
Thank you, Ms. Chairwoman. So on attachment 3A, this is through the first quarter as we close our books for the end of the calendar year, but we had spent about 29% of the budget, about a quarter of the way through, and we're in very good condition. I'd be happy to answer any questions about that.
If there's no questions, could I have a motion to approve?
So move, and Cleary.
Second, Amrine.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Moving on to the technical progress report, Curtis, please.
Okay, I'll be brief, but the first thing is that we did have our consultant finish all the pavement condition index ratings for our region that will be used for the scoring criteria in the next round of funding. Those are currently up on our website on the homepage. You'll see pavement condition index 2019 to 2020. We are asking communities to begin looking at those and making sure that they look right to you and let us know if you see anything that you might disagree with or think is inaccurate. But the reports we've been getting is that we feel very good about those numbers. That leads into, as I said, we're going to have a round of funding coming here in August, September. So as we move through that process, you know, we go through and update our funding policy, et cetera. But when we do that, you know, you'll be finding out more about our application cycle. We haven't nailed down the dates yet for anything like that, but as usual, it will be in the fall, potentially with CMAQ being a little earlier than that, potentially in the summertime. So we'll keep you abreast of that. From the federal perspective, obviously, we have a new administration. You know, not clear yet what's going to happen on transportation funding. It's always thrown around as a bipartisan issue, but yet, you know, we still haven't really seen any action on it. That I think we're still kind of waiting to see. The bill does expire at the end of September of this year, and so if we don't get a new bill, we'll be going into that routine of, you know, extensions, 60-day extension, you know, 3-month extension, blah, blah, blah. So we're hoping to avoid that and get a real bill with a little more teeth and a little more funding in it. Finally, as we'll talk about later, we're also going to be approving our long-range plan in May, and so we will and have continued to reach out to communities to get an idea of projects, and we'll talk a little bit more about that a little later in the meeting. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, moving on to the AMF Federal Funds Report. Curtis, it's 3C.
All right, so we're beginning our third quarter of fiscal year 2021. Still have roughly $11 million of projects to sell, or will they be selling soon, including the Aurora Signals, State Route 14, and the Talmadge Road I-76 interchange, which account for about $7.2 million of that. As I said before, we are going to be doing a new round of funding here and adding projects. We also are doing a little bit of project moving around. We had a project slip as recently as a couple days ago for 2023. And so we're looking at maybe Amy Prater's been contacting some folks that might be able to move up resurfacing jobs into fiscal year 2022 as well. So you might be hearing from her. But otherwise, you know, we're in good shape for this year. We're not expecting any payback or anything like that. As long as these projects move forward. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Curtis, what was the sale date of the I-76 interchange, you know?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I don't know. Let me see if I've got it in here.
It's in February.
February, that, I knew it was coming up.
Yeah, I believe it's the 21st.
Thank you.
Yep.
Are you you getting the itch, Mayor? You're ready for it to happen?
Yeah.
Seeing as there's no further questions, next item on the agenda is old business. I see we have none, so we'll move right down to new business. On the 2022 Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget, Attachment 5A, Curtis.
All right, thank you. So our work program budget is basically, it's looking at our work program year, which starts this coming July through the end of June 2022. The work program basically is how we use our planning funding, how we fund the planning work that we do. You know, some of the main things that we're going to be doing in 2022 are developing a new TIP, beginning process on a new regional transportation plan, and continuing to integrate things like performance measures into our planning process, as well as have a round of funding, as we've mentioned a few times now. Also, are your estimated local shares based on what we've been told will be our planning budget? And with that, this is just a draft. It's approved in May, but we do ask, as we submit a draft to ODOT, we do ask that the policy committee approve this draft before it's submitted. But it will come back to you in May as well.
Could I have a motion, please, if there's no questions?
Motion to approve, Mayor Neugebauer.
Second, Jenny Hood, Fourth County.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Moving on to the draft transportation outlook 2045, list of recommendations 5B. Curtis?
All right, thank you again. So this is, we've begun reaching out to communities. I know I've met with a lot of you about future projects that you could potentially see either applying to AMATS for or seeing constructed in the next 5 to 10 years. So these aren't projects necessarily that you're already funding, but maybe the next iteration project that you're looking for. The list is really that we have is a non-fiscally constrained. It's just a list of all the communities that we've met with, what projects we've heard from so far as being potential projects that you would be interested in. For the plan, as you know, where preservation projects will be consistent with the plan, operational projects are consistent with the plan. The only thing that really needs to be listed specifically are true through lane capacity adds. And at this point, I don't think we really have any of those that look to be recommended, possibly ODOT with some of the highway work. But with that, this is just a first list. So if either we haven't reached out to you yet or there's a project that you think we missed when we did reach out to you, this is more for illustrative purposes and just, you know, reach out to us and let us know if you feel like you want to make sure that we get more info on that. But overall, I think we're starting to get a good list and we'll bring back a fiscally constrained list in March for the committee to review. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions about it.
Seeing as there's no questions, we'll move on to the next resolutions. Resolution 2021-01, Attachment 6A. Curtis, please.
All right, thank you. So this is our sixth amendment to the fiscal year 2021 to 2024 TIP, and this is for Wooster Road West. It's adding, I believe, safety funding into our existing project, including an engineering phase and right-of-way funds. This project already has AMATS funding in it, but this is adding ODOT safety funding into this project on the TIP. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing as there's no questions, could I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Adamson.
Seconded, Neugebauer.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Moving on, is there any other business, Curtis?
We have none.
Anyone else?
I'd say we're getting better at this.
Well, we're 10 minutes, and if we have nothing else.
Curtis, did you talk to them about the census decision?
Oh, Carrie, thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah, so I apologize. I do want to let our committee know that, as you know, in May, we passed a resolution opposing NOAACA's efforts to consolidate the metropolitan statistical areas. And thank you, Carrie, for reminding me. The census came out with their, or the Office of Management and Budget came out with recommendations earlier or last week. And in those recommendations, they do not recommend changing any of the key metrics that they use to determine MSAs. So it would appear that the Greater Akron Metropolitan Statistical Area will exist for the next decade without merger with the Canton area or the Cleveland area. So we are planning as AMATS to write a public comment on the proposed rulemaking and potentially also including a letter signed by our chairwoman that just states the same comments as well. But I do want to thank all of you for, you know, being willing to send letters to our counterparts and making them aware of the issue. And I think it's a real positive thing for the greater Akron area. So thanks all for your support on that.
That's good to hear, Curtis. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great job, Curtis.
Thanks.
Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you.